I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Believe It or Not.
Another week of skepticism and things.
I'm Trevor Pullman.
And I'm Damian Depping.
Damian, what did you get up to today?
Not too much. I tried to go for brunch with my boy.
Mm-hmm.
With my friend.
Your little boy?
My little boy.
Yeah.
My son.
Yeah.
That I don't have. And it was closed, so we just went and got a coffee. And that was about it. And then I walked home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
You have something that happened today, though.
Yeah, I got some work done on a tattoo. Bit of a tattoo done.
It's funnier if you just said you got some work done.
Yeah.
You got huge breasts.
Yeah, they look nice.
Very, very...
sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite children's story as a kid?
My favorite children's story? That's a tough one. I mean, there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Do you want like classic kind of children's story type of thing, or... Or more, because I mean, it's very easy to conflate like a lot of animated movies and stuff now.
That's true, yeah.
It depends on when in the childhood.
Yeah, I guess, like, did your parents ever read you any like classic Dr. Seuss or anything?
Yeah.
Was there any books
like
that?
Yeah, Dr. Seuss was, I did like a lot of Dr. Seuss. Mm. Yeah, Cat in the Hat, for sure.
We had a Goldilocks and the Three Bears book we read a lot.
Yeah. I remember in first grade, there was a girl, she would always get this, it was like this old red hardcover book of like classic fairy tales.
Yeah.
And she got it every time, and she ate paste. And I remember she was really worried.
So now I'm like, now you're like, I can't go near fairy tales.
No. So I'm like, I don't know.
Not like eating paste.
I don't know how I can do it.
Yeah.
So.
Just associate the two.
Yeah. It'd be really weird if for some reason that person... listen to this.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Yeah.
Like, that was me. Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry. This is just my memory. Nothing personal.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All I'm saying.
Actually, when you say anime, I did watch Superbook a lot as a kid.
Superbook.
And that was a Christian anime.
Oh, okay.
Some would say it's the anime that brought anime to North America.
Who would say that?
Pat Robertson, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it didn't.
Maybe it didn't. But I think Pat Robertson actually brought it to America.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but that maybe it was James Dobson. Both shitty people, so it doesn't
okay.
matter. But it was a time travel story.
Yeah.
Basically, where you'd open the Bible and then you'd go into the stories in the Bible.
Like Quantum Leap.
Like Quantum Leap. And they would do classic children's stories like...
Mm-hmm. Three Little Pigs, Goldilocks, Little Red Riding Hood, shit like that.
No. Like Bible stories.
Oh.
Yeah. Classic Christian kids
like when
stories.
They'll do like David and Goliath.
Yeah.
And they'll do, was it Samson?
Samson and Delilah. Yeah. What are some of the Bible stories that you would associate with like kids stories?
Those two for sure.
Yeah.
Jonah and the Whale.
Mm-hmm.
Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
For sure. That's like a huge kids one.
Yeah.
There weren't really many ones with Jesus, though.
No, I think he told parables, so I think some of those were kind of turned into Sunday school.
Not very kid friendly, though.
Not very kid friendly.
Like, you can't make a cartoon out of some guy walking around saying things.
Yeah, they did. Like, I remember watching some story about John the Baptist,
mm-hmm.
and then so there's a stepdaughter maybe of the king or something like that, and she dances for the king, and he's like, that got me That got me going. And he's like, what do you need? And then she convinces him to cut off John the Baptist's head.
What?
And that was made into a kid's like cartoon when I was a kid. I remember watching that.
I mean, that's a little more exciting because there's a beheading.
Yeah.
Decapitate. I don't get why.
Why that's a kid story?
Well, why that happened.
But, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That seems pretty extreme.
Yeah, it does.
Does she not like him or something?
No, her mom talked her into it.
What? Why is everyone talking everyone into doing these
things? I don't know.
Like, is this just a lesson in peer pressure?
That's how they would like portray it in like the kids. They'd always have like different morals than the Bible meant. I found like in the kids' versions of the stories in kids' Bible, they would spin it to make it like
fuck your kids up and make them do whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually let's dive into Noah's Ark then, cuz I think it's a perfect one for kids cuz you have a giant boat
and lots of animals.
You have lots of animals. So.
And you can count and learn.
Yeah, exactly.
Animals.
Exactly. But really it's about what?
Sin.
Sin. It's about genocide.
Yeah.
It's about incest.
Yeah, it's about killing everyone in the world except some people.
Yeah. Have you seen the Noah movie, the Darren Aronofsky one?
No.
Because
I usually stay away from those.
Yeah, he goes...
I haven't stayed away, like, intentionally. I just
from Darren Aronofsky movies or from Bible movies?
Bible movies, usually. I usually just kind of, like, I don't care enough to be like, that looks good. Because it doesn't usually look good.
Yeah, I liked that one.
Because he
did it like a mythological story. Like, he approached it like he was doing Lord of the Rings or something like that. Like,
Was that the one with... Was Russell Crowe in that one?
Yeah, Russell Crowe was Noah. But there's this whole plot line. There's going to be some spoilers ahead. He decides that he doesn't want to save mankind while he's on the boat, and he decides that they shouldn't go forward. And then he finds out that his daughter-in-law is pregnant, and he says that if it's a girl, they're going to kill it right away when it's born because they don't want... to procreate or whatever. But then it's just like left at the end, it's a girl, he decides not to kill it, and they decide to go forward as a species. But that means like
someone would have had to, their
uncle or something like that would have. It's just disgusting.
It's a lot.
And then they banish one of the other brothers, which is from the Bible. So it's just a messed up story. So I'll read
a lot of banishing in the Bible.
So a lot of times they'll say like, oh, the Noah's Ark was because the world was full of sin and God didn't like the sin in the world, which is part of it.
God didn't like the sin.
Yeah.
But God made everything.
God made everything.
So God made the sin.
Exactly.
So if God didn't like the sin, maybe he should rethink how he made things.
Well, he also didn't like the fact that his sons were having sex with humans. So it says in Genesis...
Wait. What do you mean, his sons?
Well, a lot of people say now, the Christian apologetics will say that they were angels that were just referred to as God's sons. But what was happening in the Bible, it says that the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days. And also afterwards, when the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them, they are the heroes of old, men of renown.
So he kills everyone because the angels were fucking people.
Yeah.
So why didn't he just
stop the angels?
Stop the angels.
People. Yeah.
Instead of killing everybody.
Because they were creating giants, right? So Nephilim were like giants.
So?
Yeah.
But that's kind of like, I don't know, like if you're... I don't know, you're in a class, and one kid is, killing the hamsters.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I got to murder the whole class now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Except for that guy in the corner, he's being quiet, so we won't kill him.
Yeah.
The rest of the class is murdered, and that kid has to watch.
The kid eating paste is fine.
Actually, that reminds me of when I was in elementary school in eighth grade, our teacher had to get surgery, so she was out for 2 months. So we had a substitute teacher for 2 months.
Oh, great.
And she sat us down on our last day and said it was the worst experience of her life, the substitute teacher. And she said every single person was mean to her. And then she goes, except Trevor, he was pretty nice.
Oh, great.
Which is like, oh, that's worse. That's way worse for me.
Oh, you were fucked.
Yep.
Did you get a lot of bullying because of that?
A little bit.
A little
like
bit.
More teasing.
More teasing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like devastated when she said that. I'm like,
oh yeah. When you get singled out, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. And another horrifying thing is, yeah, it's not just evil people being killed by this flood. Yeah. It's like babies' heads smashed against rocks.
Care.
It's like, yeah.
Well, isn't that another one? Is it Sodom and Gomorrah?
Sodom and Gomorrah,
with
yeah.
Like Lot's wife and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's another kids' one they tell too.
Yeah, they do.
It?
Yeah. They make a kids' version of that. And
but
it's
that's
like,
about destroying a whole city, right?
Yeah. And that's about like, yeah, these people want to rape the angels. And then Lot's like, no, you can rape my daughters.
Yeah, that's fucked up too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And then, and another thing about Noah's Ark, obviously, it's not. It is a story, but mm-hmm. obviously not a kid's story, but it's also like definitely didn't happen.
No.
There's so much evidence that it didn't happen.
I don't know. They found things.
That's true.
On top of mountains.
Every time they find an old building on a mountain, they say it's Noah's Ark. Anytime in the Middle East, they're like, we found a building on the mountain. Yeah. It's probably Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's some video of it.
Well, that's the people who think that, you know, everything in the Bible is real. And
yeah.
It all happened.
Yeah. And then when they land, right? So Noah lands the boat on Mount Ararat or whatever. God puts his bow in the sky as a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as I was researching this, I found this crazy lady on YouTube who said that the government is using quantum physics and nanotechnology to change all our Bibles. this is just a side note, but it was insane. I commented, I was like, oops, found the crazy part of the YouTube again. I'll just see my way out. And she said that because she's like, I always remember saying it was the rainbow, but the Bible just has a bow in the sky. It doesn't say rainbow. And she thought that was the. Okay.
Well, that's just another stupid Mandela effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Bullshit where people,
yeah, just we have.
I remember
memories.
It first way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you just think you remember it that way.
But then, so they land the boat. Noah builds a vineyard or grows a vineyard, makes wine.
Martha's Vineyard.
Gets drunk, takes his clothes off. One of his sons sees him with his clothes off and doesn't do anything. And then one of his other sons covers him up. So he curses the son who didn't do anything. And he says, cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves he will be to his brothers. So he like says, get out of here. And then that's what...
What?
Yeah,
so he punished his son for him getting hammered drunk and naked and tramping about the lawn yard. He should have banished himself the old piece
of exactly.
Shit. I don't know. It just seems like everyone in the Bible was an asshole.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what they should call it, the asshole book.
The asshole book.
I'm probably getting a lot of trouble for saying that.
No, I think if we haven't gotten in trouble for stuff we said yet,
I guess
fine.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I don't know. It just... Really? Like... Mm-hmm. So his one son, I mean, honestly, if I saw my dad running around naked, I'd just be like, oh, God, I can't deal with this.
So much of the Bible is like very, like you can just see the mythology in it. You can see that, oh, I don't like this group of people. So we're going to say why they were cursed. Like, like the Cain and Abel when Cain was cursed with the mark or whatever. And then with which one is Ham is... Doesn't matter. One of his sons is cursed.
I feel like in the same thing too. Though, like if my dad's like you're banished, I'd be like fuck you. You got naked and drunk.
Yeah.
You get out of here.
Yeah.
And then I'd say to the rest of the family, why am I being banished for him being an asshole?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Get rid of that old coot.
Yeah. And he'd be like, listen, I'm 900 years old or whatever.
Yeah. So we could take you in a fight.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have Jonah and the whale.
Yeah.
And that's one of the other popular ones.
Pinocchio.
In Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually Jonah and the fish in the Bible.
Oh, it's a fish. Because they thought whales were fish or because it was a fish?
Well, it just says a giant fish.
Okay.
So it could be because they thought whales were fish or it could be that it's just a made up story.
Fish.
Yeah.
Or
just a giant fish.
It could be that it's a made up story. Could be.
Because I was talking to somebody recently and they're like, well, it's more likely it was a whale because, you know, he would need oxygen to stay alive in the stomach for 3 days. I'm like, you can't stay alive in a stomach for 3 days. There's acid. There's no oxygen, even if it's a mammal.
Yeah,
you just can't
dead.
Do it.
He'd
he'd be a dead person. He wouldn't be bowing and praying for 3 days.
No.
Yeah. Most of the book, the majority of the book is just him praying while he's in the whale. It's just like the transcript.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know much about it. I guess that's pretty much all it would be.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, you hear it's exciting. Oh,
yeah.
It's swallowed by a whale and lives in it. And I guess I do just think of, like, Pinocchio. And they build a little house and they have to get out.
Yeah. Well, he's a prophet. God tells him to go to Nineveh and tell them that they're doomed.
To Nineveh?
Tell them they're doomed. Go up to Nineveh, formerly part of the Northwest Territories. And say they're doomed and God's going to destroy them. So he's like, I don't want to go. So he gets in a boat, goes the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. God causes a storm. Everybody on the boat is like, what's going on here? So they draw lots and say, okay, you're the one that your God is mad at or whatever. Mm-hmm. They throw him over. Fish eats him. He's in there for 3 days. Finally, he's like, okay, I'll go to Nineveh. He goes, tells them they're doomed. They repent. And God's like, okay, I won't destroy them. And then he gets really mad that God doesn't destroy them. Oh. He's like pissed. He's like, I was here for the fireworks. What's going on? You're not going to destroy them? Like, he's just like so angry about it. And then they, okay, so then there's the weirdest story at the end. And I'm just going to read it for you. Mm-hmm. Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah, to give him shade for his head, to ease his discomfort, and Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend to it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have been concerned for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?
So now he cares about a city.
Now he cares about the city because of a plant.
Okay.
Just move to a different shaded area.
Why is God always mad all the time? Do you really want to be like worshiping a guy who's so like just erratic and unpredictable? And
I think if you were an
all-powerful being, you would have some control over your emotions.
Yeah.
Or you would even not have emotions.
Yeah.
You'd just be.
Or just like make people who are autonomous and just do what you say if that's really what you want.
Yeah,
like
if you want people to be truly autonomous, let them be autonomous.
Yeah.
And then sort it out later.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
Or get hands-on and actually do something.
Yeah. But or, yeah. God, somebody,
but it works in mysterious ways. So.
Yeah, exactly. I read somewhere online, somebody posted a meme where it's like, well, if you didn't want people to sin, then why is there sin? Oh, because of free will. Oh, so there won't be free will in heaven? Oh, no, there will be.
So you can sin in heaven.
Then. Yeah, then I guess you have to be able to sin in heaven.
Yeah, that and seems what it would, but there's no consequences then.
Yeah.
So don't sin here, and then you can sin
then
all you
wait
want.
Wait till you get in heaven.
Where there's no consequences.
Yeah.
And you can just die, like, I don't know, shoot heroin in your eyeballs or something.
Yeah.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We talked about David and Goliath once, where I said that it was plagiarized from another part of the Bible. I got the name wrong. It's Elhanan is the other story of Elhanan and Goliath, which is...
Elhanan and Goliath.
Yeah. So basically, that story's in the Bible, and then they're like, actually, we want David to have that story. So later translations would say the brother of Goliath, that he battled the brother of Goliath or whatever. But earlier ones just, it's Goliath. So Goliath was killed twice in the Bible.
Is this, is this story earlier in the Bible?
It's actually placed later, but a lot of this, it was probably written before. Okay. Yeah, either that or the Elhanan one is stolen from David, but it's more likely the other way around.
Was it just they liked the idea of David more than...
Because David was also the king.
It's not as catchy as Elhanan or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And there was all other stories of David, so why not just give him this cool one too?
I mostly remember the Simpsons version of that with...
I mostly remember the VeggieTales. Yep. A lot of these I remember the VeggieTales version of.
Broccoli, celery.
Yeah, gotta be VeggieTales. It's not as awful as some of these other popular children's stories.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense in the Bible. It's because it's stolen from that other thing. It's stuck in there because David already knew Saul. He was already playing harp for Saul in his castle or whatever. And then this story happens, and he gets introduced to Saul, and that's... So there's, two separate meetings of where he meets the king.
Saul's the king?
Saul's the king, yeah. King Saul was the first king of Israel, and then David was the second king of Israel.
He kills Goliath?
Goliath. So everybody's like, oh, he's a great warrior.
Yeah.
We want him to be king, because Saul's so shitty.
And Goliath was a giant, right?
Yeah.
Because there's giants in the Bible, I guess.
But this is...
How giant are we talking?
Goliath was 9 feet. So a tall dude, a really tall dude. And then the Nephilim were huge, but I think they're in the Darren Aronofsky version, they were rock people.
Oh, almost like not golems, but
yeah. What am I thinking? It's in a Never Ending Story or something. Some 80s movie had rock giants. Yeah.
Yep. The rock giants.
Yeah. And then, so this story ends with David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem. He put his Philistine's weapons in his own tent. So he just walks around with Goliath's head at the end because he took his sword and chopped it off. So that's the main difference between a lot of the kids' stories.
Oh, because the kids' ones.
Well, I guess some of them have him chop off the head.
Usually I just see it. He hits him with a slingshot. He
hits him in the
right?
rock, falls over.
And then cuts his head off?
But then he cuts his head off. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he's passed out.
I don't read enough kids' books, I guess.
Yeah, you got to read more kids' books. You probably just didn't go to Sunday school.
I didn't.
In Sunday school, we had these felt boards.
Yeah.
Where you have the felt and then you stick the... Oh, yeah.
And a decapitated head.
And a decapitated head. They should make a version of that where it's the violent...
True Hollywood Bible stories.
You ever see the Lego Bible?
No.
Oh, it's great. So this guy reenacts the whole Bible basically in Lego, but he's true to it. He's just as violent as the Bible is. It's pretty great.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We should link that for everyone to watch. Is it on YouTube or something?
No, it's just pictures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we should link that anyway.
I think it's called the Brick Bible or something
The Brick Bible. People would enjoy that, I'm sure.
Yeah, so let's move on to Samson and Delilah. Actually, let's do Lions. Dan and the Lion's Den first.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this one.
Yeah.
That's, I don't remember it well. Yeah. I know bits of it. I know mostly from cartoons. I feel like I'm confusing a Looney Tunes cartoon right now with this, too. Where Bugs Bunny has to sneak past all the sleeping lions.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in Roman times.
Yeah.
And then that he gets past, and they all wake up.
There was a lot of biblical references, I think, in Looney Tunes.
When Yosemite Sam, because I think he's a legionnaire or whatever, and then the lions all wake up when he's in there. And he's like, ooh.
That sounds pretty good.
Classic.
We're just going to take a break and watch some Looney Tunes. We'll be back. All right, we're back. That was really funny.
Oh, so good.
I remember for Daniels and the Lions Den, again, it was VeggieTales was one of the bigger ones. VeggieTales came out when I was a teenager, but I still loved it.
I feel like I didn't see many of the very Bible-y VeggieTales.
Yeah.
I saw more of the weird kind of kid sitcom VeggieTales.
Oh, actually, another side note about Looney Tunes, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Nimrod is usually considered insult?
He was a great hunter.
In the Bible, yeah.
So it was a sarcastic thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did know that.
Yeah.
And now everyone at home knows
now
that.
Now everybody at home knows that.
Yeah.
Not me. But yeah, so Daniel, a lot of dream interpreters in the Bible. Like, you know, Joseph in the amazing Technicolor dream coat.
I've heard of it. I've never seen
it. He would interpret people's dreams.
Was his coat really Technicolor?
It was all different colors.
Oh.
Yeah. That's another story I was thinking of doing. Basically, his dad gets him a really nice coat, and his brothers are really jealous, so they pretend to kill him. But they actually sell him into slavery, and then he becomes, like, a leader of Egypt.
Is that really what
That's
the story
of Joseph is? Yeah, because he can interpret dreams. The Pharaoh's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make you my right-hand man. Or whatever.
Honestly, nothing in the Bible makes sense.
And then, so Daniel, it was the same thing. Like, the Israelites were captured. The king at the time is having, for the people who captured him, is having these dreams. He can't figure them out. His magicians or whatever can't interpret the dreams. So yeah. Daniel's like, oh, I can do it. Okay. So he goes and interprets the king's dream. The king is like super grateful, and the magicians are jealous about it. So they convince the king to make a law that nobody can pray to anybody but him for a month.
Okay.
So then, Daniel prays every day
to God,
to the real God, and
the OG.
They catch him, and the king's really upset because they're friends. But he's like, okay, I said what I said, so we have to throw him to the lion's den. God protects him, and the king's like, oh, I guess this was a real God. So he throws the magicians in the lion's den, and they get eaten. And their wives.
Why their wives?
I don't know. It says, at the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel, they didn't falsely accuse him. He broke the law. He prayed.
Yeah.
So he was rightfully accused. Were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives, and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed their bones.
But why the whole family?
Yeah, that's a good question. In the VeggieTales version, the leeks or whatever, the leek magicians, they just run away. And they're like, whoa, and the king's like, will you come back here? And it's like,
and they
end it, but they don't show them
being murdered,
throwing the small baby green onions in there with them.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, if someone murders somebody.
Yeah.
You don't throw their whole family in jail.
Not anymore. We don't.
Shouldn't.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe we should. I don't know.
Would that be a bigger deterrent?
I don't want to break up families.
# Well, I guess what they're doing in the States, they're throwing the whole family in jail for simply crossing the border. So maybe Trump was really inspired by the Bible?
Yeah, and then, you know, the children die in custody, so, yeah. You know, that's less people to worry about, right? Yeah.
Trump is more biblical than we thought.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is kind of like a mythical being.
Yeah. And he really is. And then let's get into Samson and Delilah.
Hey There, Delilah by
Plain White Tees.
Plain White Tees.
I remember when I worked at Music World, which used to be a record store, isn't anymore for the listeners. Used to be a Canadian record store. Anyways, I used to work there, and we had Plain White Tees, and we had three albums, and all three of them had Hey There, Delilah on it.
All of them had it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did all of them have it?
I think one of them was the single, and then two of them were albums. So one album had it as like a regular track, and then the other one had it as like a bonus track.
Or like a live version.
That album came out, I think, after the one that had it on, but it was during that time that that song became a hit. So they just threw it on there as well. So people would buy both of them.
That's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But,
I don't really know the song that well.
Also, it's fun when you see somebody wearing just a plain white t-shirt and you go, oh, big plain white tees fan? Like, Hey There, Delilah? It's a fun gag you can do.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Oh, you can now, though.
I might.
I'm giving it to you.
I might not.
Oh.
I mean, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. This is from Judges 13.
Who's evil in the eyes of
The Israelites.
The Israelites.
So the Lord delivered them unto the hands of the Philistines for 40 years.
Who? The Israelites. That's
the Jews.
The Jews.
Yeah. God said, I don't like you right now. So he gave them over to the Philistines. And then a man named a certain man of Zorah, named Moneo from the clan of Danites, had a wife who was childless and unable to give birth. Now, that's the opening to this story of Samson and Delilah. And throughout the story of Samson, you're going to meet many women, but you're never going to learn their names. And like not once in these three or four chapters about Samson do you learn a woman's name besides Delilah.
Yeah.
So he's born. God's like, okay, well, you're going to have a kid. Don't let him cut his hair because that's God's going to give him strength. And that's Samson. And he's going to deliver you from the Philistines. I don't think he does.
Well, no, because they cut his hair, don't they?
Yeah. He's just a real dick. So he's
Samson is?
Yeah. So he goes around womenizing. Mm-hmm. He's just like banging, you know, Philistine women all the time. And they're like, why can't you just marry like a nice Jewish girl? Why can't you marry one of your relatives is the line in it. It's like, oh, gross. Mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, he falls in love with a Philistine and then he makes his parents get her for them and arrange a marriage. And then she betrays him or something.
The wife does?
Yeah.
So she's the one who cuts his hair?
Yeah, no. And then she leaves him. And then he kills a bunch of people with a jawbone.
With a jawbone?
I think he killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an axe. Of
an
ox? An ass, yes. Yeah, that's what
I've heard that before.
Yeah. And then the actual story of Samson and Delilah starts with him visiting a prostitute.
So he gets a divorce and then goes on a murder spree.
Yeah.
So why do we care about this guy?
That's a good question. Maybe just to fill up space. He was the last of the judges, I guess. Before kings, they had judges in the Bible.
He doesn't seem like a very good guy.
No. No, he's a real...
It seems like a lot of these heroes, if you could call them heroes in the Bible, are terrible, terrible people.
Yeah, and that's, again, like in modern times, they use these kind of people to justify awful leaders like Trump or other politicians who... Yeah, they make mistakes, but they're chosen by God, so we have to, like... It's like, no, Samson was a dick, and so is your... Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
We know.
Yeah.
We know.
So Samson sees a prostitute, and then afterwards... They skip this part in the children's version. Afterwards, he meets Delilah, and he's like, hello. Hey there, Delilah, he says. You remember
after,
that?
Yeah, after he was with a prostitute?
Yeah. So they just have to mention the prostitute part, I guess, because
it
makes him look cool.
That's true.
And then...
Probably didn't even pay.
Yeah, exactly. And then he... So he falls in love with her, and then she's paid a lot of money, because she's not interested, but then she's paid a lot of money to be interested so that she can find out his weakness, right? And so she's like...
Oh, by other people. I thought you meant he paid her a lot of money to be interested.
Oh, no. That's still just called the prostitute.
Because then I would feel like, oh, maybe it is like Donnie Trump.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite verse. But Samson said to his father, get her for me. She's the right one for me. And then in brackets, his parents did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistines. For at the time, they were ruling over Israel. Yeah, like you just said that. Why do we need that in parentheses? Like,
didn't
like the sidebar of
what? Didn't God make it so the Philistines were ruling over Israel?
Yeah. Okay. So why did he then need to confront the Philistines?
Also, why does Samson have to keep going to his dad to get him girls?
Yeah, exactly. And
like,
then
just go talk to her. Don't get your dad to do it.
Yeah,
you creep.
And then so she's like, if you love me, you'll tell me your weakness. So he goes, oh yeah, you just tie up.
On the first date?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's save that for the third date, folks.
Yeah, at least.
He's probably...
Don't put out your weaknesses on the first date.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying, guys.
Well, or make it like a job interview weakness.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think my main weakness is that I care too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My time management could be improved, mostly because I get too much done in an
hour. but he's like, no, you just... Tie some bowstrings together. They have to be new bowstrings. Put them together and then tie me down with that. And then I'll... And so she does that. She's like, you lied to me.
He's like, likes a little kink.
Yeah, I guess so. And then it's like new ropes. It's actually new ropes because she asks him again. It's like, which is like, she failed the test. Right? Like she already tied him up and gave him to the Philistines, but he was able to overpower.
Oh, so wait. So he gave him the Philistine. It didn't work. So then he tells her anyway.
Yeah. And then
the real weakness.
No, then he tells a fake one. She fails that test. Then he tells another fake one. She fails that test. But then he's like, okay,
this
I
time
trust
for reals,
you.
I trust
and he
you.
Says, if you cut my hair.
Why would he tell her?
I don't know. So she gets his hair and he
Man,
gets
I
captured.
Think he was thinking with the wrong head.
Yes.
You know
yes, he
saying?
Was. Well, She was a beautiful lady.
The guy downstairs with the little fireman helmet.
Yeah. But then he was tied up and he was able to destroy the temple, right?
Mm. Is that what happened? Okay, yeah. So he cuts his hair, loses his powers for a
bit. So he loses his powers and they tie him up and he says, God, can you give me the powers back? And God's like, sure. So he gives him powers back, destroys the temple and kills everyone.
In the temple.
And I think that's what gets them back. Is that, and they defeat the Philistines. Let's check my student study Bible. Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple and the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more than he died while he lived. And he killed 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone. So there's a lot of people in there. Yeah. Then his brothers and his father's whole family went down to get him. They brought him back and buried him in Zoran Eshtol in the tomb of Manoah and his father. He had led Israel 20 years. He led Israel? Okay, so...
Wait a minute. Okay, so he killed everyone in the temple?
Yeah.
And then he died?
Yeah.
Like, just spontaneously?
He died in the temple with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then they buried him.
And then he was supposed to be the one to deliver them, but he didn't. He just killed a bunch of them. Which is fine, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was... they lied.
Yeah. It's true. So yeah, lots of womenizing, lots of sex with prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool story for kids.
Yeah, it sounds like 2019.
Lots of death.
Me.
Yeah.
Most of these are all Old Testament.
These are
right?
all Old Testament, yeah.
That's where all the good kids stories
yeah,
are.
Yeah, that's where all the good kids stories
Do you think
stories.
They tell those more because there are more like broader moralistic stories?
Yeah, I think so. And you can make morals kind of out of them.
Do you also feel that it's because they don't want to trivialize all the Jesus stuff as much, whereas making those more kid-friendly kind
of... It's like an intro to the Bible.
Not devalues it, but it makes it a little more...
Broad? No.
I don't know if it delegit... I don't know how I'm trying to spin it.
Yeah.
Do you understand
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Takes away some of the seriousness and impact of it by making it a quote-unquote kid story.
Yeah. And what popular one from the New Testament is Zacchaeus.
Never heard of
him. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree.
Is this how it goes?
Is this how the song goes about it? Okay. For the Lord he wanted to see. So Jesus was walking through a lot of people. Zacchaeus is a short guy. He climbs up a tree, and Jesus is like, get down from there. You're having dinner with me. So he's a tax collector, which we hated. So it's basically a story about how Jesus loves everyone, even hated tax collectors.
Okay.
Which, we don't like the tax man here either, right?
Nope.
No. But grab your kids, tell them these wonderful stories of death.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, a lot of fairy tales and a lot of things that we tell originally did have a lot of death and murder
in
them
true.
As well.
Yeah.
Most of the grim fairy tales.
Yeah.
Like Cinderella, that had a lot of, like, you know, cutting toes and heels off and eyes pecked out. And I think the Little Mermaid dies alone.
Yeah, I think so.
It's always been a common theme in children's stories to have murder, death, and
that's true.
Suffering, because that's just the human condition.
Yeah, and if you look at Pocahontas, I mean, that story's based on John Smith's account.
Yeah.
And he was just a creep.
It's pretty sad what happened too, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they like take her to England and they
paraded her around?
Yeah, and then she ended up dying.
Of syphilis, I think. Yeah.
It's not a fun way to die.
No.
What we're trying to say is children's literature is
fucked up.
It's fucked up. So, you know what? Just be ready. But you know what? Kids are messed up too. Mm-hmm.
And you know what else is messed up?
What?
Our Christian rock.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
This one's a messed up one?
Yeah.
What's so messed up about it?
Okay, so it's one of the most popular songs of all time.
Of all time?
In Christian circles.
Oh. Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah?
No. It's Awesome God.
Awesome God, okay.
By Rich Mullins.
I don't know this.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. And then later, one of my favorite, Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
Worship music is so strange.
It is, yeah.
It's all basically the same 2 points.
Yeah.
Like a couple points over and over again. Very simply stated and overemphasized.
Yeah.
And you would think if you already believe that, do you need it like reemphasized?
Yeah, exactly. And the best part about that song is like nobody uses those lyrics in church. They always just sing the chorus, which is "Our God is an awesome God," basically on repeat.
But even that, like,
with wisdom and power and love, our God is an awesome God. Like, it's just on repeat.
Yeah, it's like sure.
When I looked up the lyrics originally for this, it showed me that version. So it's just the same verse or same chorus over and over again, like 20 times.
Oh, that's obnoxious. Yeah. it's just, I don't get it. I don't get how people go nuts for this stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
People who like it. So it almost has that kind of like Stockholm-y feel too.
Yeah.
Right.
It
where
does.
You're just so enamored by your captor. And
it's true. Actually, speaking of that, speaking of a podcast as well, The Criminal Podcast does an interview with one of the bank robbers at that Stockholm robbery,
right,
where the term Stockholm Syndrome came about, and it is incredible.
Okay, I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
Criminal, great podcast.
Great podcast. And they're coming to Toronto.
Are they really?
Yeah, in November, I think, October.
Well, that's exciting.
Like that. Yeah, so I might go.
So if you're listening, go see Criminal Enjoyment.
And maybe check us, just see if we're there.
Yeah, while you're here, give us a call.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get coffee or something.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Like us, rate us, subscribe.
And keep beliefing.
Or not.
Or not.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.